A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus went with James and John straight to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law had gone to bed with fever, and they told him about her straight away. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were possessed by devils. The whole town came crowding round the door, and he cured many who were suffering from diseases of one kind or another. He also cast out many devils, but he would not allow them to speak because they knew who he was. In the morning, long before dawn, he got up and left the house, and went off to a lonely place and prayed there. Simon and his companions set out in search of him, and when they found him, they said, "Everybody is looking for you." He answered, "Let us go elsewhere, to the neighboring country towns, so that I can preach there too, because that is why I came." And he went all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out devils. The Gospel of the Lord. For decades I have wondered whether this part of Mark's Gospel contains some obscure first century mother-in-law joke that we just do not get anymore. That around the actions around Peter's mother-in-law. Lately I've come to realize that is a bit of a sexist and misogynist way of looking at things, because the joke is not on Peter's mother-in-law, it is actually on Peter. For when we read the Gospels closely, we see that Peter is never involved in the making of food. Jesus is multiplying loaves, making breakfast for the guys after his resurrection, and sending the disciples out to have the catering done for them at the Last Supper. He never trusts Peter with the catering. Peter was a fisherman and most probably didn't know how to boil an egg, given the fact too that boiling eggs in those days must have been a little bit more complicated than today. No, you see, the thing is, Mrs. St. Peter would have been occupied in looking after her mother, which would leave Peter to do the catering. A fate worse than death, I suppose. And there are other things going on here. On the one hand, we have the loyalty to the law of Moses, that only after sunset on the Sabbath day did the people start bringing others to him to be cured. There is a following of the law here, a refrain that we also hear in Luke's Gospel at the presentation, which we have celebrated this last week. According to the law of Moses, according to the law of the Lord, that devotion to the law of the Lord is quite clearly spelt out in Luke's Gospel. Here in Mark's Gospel, it is in this subtle reference to people obeying the law of the Sabbath and only bringing to Jesus for his healing and only bringing others for Jesus' healing after the Sabbath rest is over. There is also another theme. Jesus is doing these healings at night, the time of darkness, the time when illness runs away with us and our imaginations. And in the darkness, he is bringing light. And here we see that echo taken up in John's Gospel, where the first chapter of John's Gospel insists the light came into the world and the darkness could not overwhelm it. And we see then Jesus going out early in the morning to face the sunrise, to be there when the light dawns, to be the light, as he then speaks to his disciples about travelling out, travelling further to bring the message of the kingdom of God to others. Jesus is at work in the dark. In the moral dark, in the physical dark, in the religious dark, and in the political dark, he is bringing light and healing. And let us trust in those words and that picture that Mark sketches for us here at the beginning of his gospel, of a Jesus at work for us, even in the darkness when we cannot see him at work. He is at work. And let us trust too that he is at work in the darkness of our own lives, having walked into that darkness to be ready for the sunrise, ready to take our hands and to guide us towards the sunrise of new hope, new insight, a deeper faith, a greater compassion, and more consistent works of charity. Jesus decides to go beyond his own circle and to take the message further than his own home place. And that is then the impetus for us on our missionary outreach. And whatever state we have in life, we are all called to be missionaries of that light working in our own darkness, to be the light working in others' darkness. To maybe even be the challenge of a sunrise when people want the dark. And of course, to ensure that Peter never does the cooking. Amen.